name. We love you, God. Jesus, in your precious name. Hallelujah. Can we sing this together?
Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether together wonderful to me. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore. His name. seek His face. Glory fills this place as we worship.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Worship the King. Worship the King. We are in His presence to magnify His name. When we seek His face, glory fills this place as we worship the King. Worship the King. Worship the King. We are in His presence to magnify His name. When we seek His face, glory fills this place as we worship the King. As we worship the King. As we worship the King.
While you're standing, I'm going to give you the opportunity to greet those around about you. One of the ushers will stand at the back of the offering plate if you'd like to give as you make your way around, greeting each other, shaking hands, tell them you're happy to see them here in the house of the Lord on this Wednesday evening as we sing. Why don't you greet one another? Life and now we come. Every-
life has now begun.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. While you remain standing, we are going to take some knees of the Lord in prayer. But instead of asking for individual requests, we're just going to, if you have a need, why don't you slip up your hand? The Lord knows the individual needs represented here in this house. And let's go together collectively as a body of believers, believing and trusting in God. The Bible says He knows what we have need of before we ask or even think it. And so let's go to Him right now in the faith that He knows and He's able. Can we do that right now? Dear Jesus, we love You. Yeah, we thank You that we can come to You. Lord, there are numerous needs represented here in this house. Lord, we know that You are able. God. Help us, God, to be willing vessels of Your choosing, God. Lord, to speak words of encouragement, God, words of life, God. Lord, to stretch forth our hands to heal, God. Lord, to be light in darkness, God, to be, God, epistles read of all men, God. Doing Your work and Your will, God. We love You, Jesus. We praise You, God, for those who may be here sick in body, Lord. We know that You're a healer, God. We trust in You. We believe in Your power to heal, to raise up, and to restore, God. We thank You, Jesus. We have opportunity to be here tonight, God, to give You glory and honor and praise, God. Work and move in these situations, God. As only You can do, God, we give You glory and honor, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you applaud the Lord? He's worthy of praise. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. We are very shortly going to turn the service over to Brother and Sister McFarland, the missionaries of Israel and Palestine, and more specifically Jerusalem. And they have quite a display back there at the back. And if you did not have opportunity before service, please take opportunity to go back there, peruse the items. Obviously, purchase some things. I was telling Brother McFarland, you can have your own Judaism starter kit if you'd like. They have the stuff available for that. And a lot of interesting stuff back there, a lot of books that Brother McFarland has written, and they are going to, I'm sure, promote all that. But we just want them to come and take their liberty, express their burden for the nation of Israel, Jerusalem, Palestine area. Brother Sister McFarland, so good to have you here tonight. Take your liberty. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Let me get this commercial out of the way here. Some months back, my wife was singing in Jerusalem, and we decided to get together and got all our musicians and recorded it live in our studio. This is a CD of her singing Hebrew and English. I'm sorry, let me get the right languages. 85 languages are spoken in Israel, and so you got to keep up with whatever's the latest there. I wrote this book called The Word Was Made Flesh. This is basically a specific analogy of how you take on the DNA of God when you are saved. And this is a Bible study book. Several people are using these. Ingredients for Salvation. It takes each of the three, repentance, water baptism, spirit baptism, items of salvation, and what does it do in the salvation program. These are the dates of the Bible taken from Solomon's 966 BCE temple beginning, goes backwards to Adam, comes on the scene in 4112 BCE. Jesus is born October the 1st, 5 BCE. The feasts of the Bible, we just celebrated Easter in this country, in our country, is Pesach, and it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The seven feasts in the Bible, and they've added two more throughout the scripture, and all of the feasts, what they're about. Jesus fulfilled five of the feasts so far in his lifetime while he was here. If you ever wondered where the Trinity came from, your lucky day. The history of the origin of the Trinity. The first ever recorded Trinitarian worship were Sumerians in 3000 BCE. And they've been around ever since and are still here today. This is the whole history. Then I decided several months back that all of our commentaries are written by Trinitarians. So I said, well, somebody needs to write an apostolic commentary. And I looked far and wide and found out that I guess I was the one to satisfy that. So I'm writing 6 volumes. This is the first volume finished. This is a 60,000-word documentary on the Old Testament of creation and the feast and the books of the Bible. And all of this is available with cash, check, credit cards, whatever you need and you want. We got the Jerusalem Bazaar right here at the back of your building. And so we're going to have a great time, and you can see us after service.
Lehalecha Niflaot himaseka Be'ahava gadola Banu lefenecha Lehalecha Niflaot himaseka Be'ahava gadola Ribbono la Niflaot himcha oseh, ein kamocha Adonai, ein kamocha Adonai. Ribbon Olam, niflaot himcha oseh, ein kamocha Adonai, ein kamocha. Yeshua and Kamoka, there's no one like you, Jesus. Adonai. Lead Bokanarim Yedai. Benikra Gam Lishimka. Yeshua and Kamoka. Adonai. Lead Bokanarim Yedai. Benikra Gam Lishimka. Ribbon Olam, niflaot himcha oseh, ein kamocha Adonai, ein kamocha Adonai. Ribbon Olam, niflaot himcha oseh, ein kamocha Adonai, ein kamocha Adonai. Lord, you are great, and you do miracles so great, and there is no one else like you. For me, there's no one else like you. You are great, and you do miracles so great, and there is no one else like you. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. What a great and mighty God you are, Lord. We worship and praise your name. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful that great God is in this place tonight? And we can feel his presence. What a joy it is to come from all kinds of things throughout the day into his presence, into the presence of the Almighty. Praise God. We worked for the Lord in a land that's very exciting and a place where they said we could not go as missionaries. And we have operated in that country We've been here before, and you've probably heard a little bit of our story. But somebody asked me when. I can't remember when, but it was a few times ago. I don't know. But anyway, I do remember the name of your town, Sandwich. I always think that's unique, and I always remember that. So it's good to be with you again. So we've operated in and out of the country of Israel for 21 years on three-month tourist visas. Seems impossible, doesn't it? We've gone to Jordan, sometimes walking across the bridge, spending the night, across the border, spending the night, and coming back across the next day. Gone to Egypt, gone to Cyprus, gone to Greece, Turkey. We've been all over places we really, you know, they're exciting to see, but we really had stuff to do. We needed to be in Israel, but we never had visas. But just a little over a month ago, our new missionaries, Dennis and Stephanie Moore, went to the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., and received 2-week visas as clergy, went to Israel, and they extended it to 1 year. So they have 1-year visas. That's a miracle. That is a new thing that God is doing. We're very excited. When we go back, we'll be able to have visas also, because the Lord is opening doors like never before. And we are so thankful for what He's doing, what He has done. We are teaching in the International Biblical College, which was also a miracle, which was founded in 2004, just through faith in God that we could get it registered by the Israeli government, and we did. It is a registered school with the government of Israel. The reason we could never get visas with that school is because we weren't accredited by the Israeli government. But we have partnered with Urshan Graduate School and other things that we've tried every way we can to get to stay in that country. And now we see, now I would love to stand up here and tell you, oh, everything's so exciting that we never have stress or problems or anything. Hello, it's Israel. There's always going to be difficulty. But thank God, he knew what he was doing when he said in the city of Jerusalem, I have chosen this place to place my name, and it will be in that place forever. The name of the Lord is in Jerusalem forever. And I like to go to that western wall to pray and just call his name out. Let him know, yes, we know. We know who you are, Jesus. We know these people are crying for their Messiah, and they did not recognize you when you came. But one of these days they will. And the scripture says all of Israel will be saved. So we are seeking support from you for a project, for PIMs, for whatever you would feel that you would want to do. And I'm telling you what, you can't ever give too much to God. You think, oh my goodness, I can't do that. Well, just try it and see what happens. The Lord is so faithful. He's a prayer answering God. He answers your prayers. He answers our prayers. There have been so many times we did not know how to do something or even how to go. And God has led us, and it's been miraculous to see what he does. It's amazing. In our language class years ago, we were in there with all kinds of people, and we were studying Hebrew, and the instructor said, now I know you have probably holidays in your country. What holidays do you have? And my husband held up his hand and said, Easter. Big old red flag. These are Christians, you know, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, why did he do that? You know, we have to be underground. We have to be careful. And yet that's what happened, but God knew why that happened. God probably put those words in his mouth to mention Easter, his resurrection. Because a couple of days later, a former Orthodox Jewish man sidled up from Russia to my husband and said, I need to speak to you, Bob. I have a secret. I believe in Jesus. I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he felt safe after my husband mentioned Easter. He felt safe. So he became friends with us. And through that friendship, he's a very prominent artist. He was very famous in St. Petersburg, Russia. And they had converted from Orthodox Judaism to the Orthodox Church in Russia. And he and his wife and his family. And he said he was raised completely strict Jewish Orthodox, but he believed in Jesus, and so he changed. And so when he met us, he began to invite us to some of his art exhibitions and things. He and his wife both are very good artists, and we began to make a relationship with him and invited him to service, and he came to service. And wouldn't you know it, one day he showed up at our house with a little bag of clothes in his hand. Oh, pastor, I need to be baptized secretly in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He was baptized in the name of Jesus in a jacuzzi bathtub. It wasn't our house. It was a house we had vacated, and we're getting it ready to give back to the landlord. Nobody was in it. It was a good place to have a baptism that night. And that's about all that happened in that jacuzzi tub because we never had time to use it. We had a 15-year-old daughter, and I think she was in it about six times. It was in our bathroom off of the master bedroom, but we never had time for it. And that's the truth. I'm not just saying that. That's the honest truth. Sometimes it sounds really nice if you had a jacuzzi tub you just had time to go relax in. But seems like it doesn't seem to happen very often. But I thank God for using that. Now, we've baptized people in Israel, in Israel itself and in the West Bank, in water tanks in the West Bank because they have water tanks on their roof. And so we've just brought one in the church, and it was a house that we made into a church, and we put water in it, baptized a lot of Arabs in Jesus' name in that water tank. Praise God. And so then we moved on. We first lived in Bethlehem. Then we moved on to Jerusalem. And in Tel Aviv, we were baptized in little tiny bathtubs, but the people were Filipino and they weren't so big. So that worked out really well also. We also go to the Mediterranean Sea sometimes. And this very week, three people in Tel Aviv were baptized in Jesus' name in the Mediterranean Sea just this last Saturday. Praise God. And then we've baptized in the Jordan River, of course. We take whole busloads to the Jordan River. And now they've made a new place, which they say is the more authentic place where Jesus was baptized. It's more private for us, and we really enjoy that. And we go there and baptize in Jesus' name in the Jordan River and go up north, too, wherever people want. We've baptized in swimming pools. One of our aimers, we were gone from the country. My husband's father had passed. And a Jewish lady wanted to be baptized. And he said, I don't know what to do. And my husband said, go into the YMCA. It's a big landmark building in Jerusalem. And ask them if you can rent their swimming pool for about 10 minutes. And he gave him $20 and rented their pool and baptized that lady in Jesus' name in the YMCA. One time, one of our workers went down under the old city in Hezekiah's tunnel, which is a spooky place that I've never been in, but I've heard its water can be up to your waist, and it's dark down there, and he didn't know where else to go because he actually was a tourist. He is now working with us to help us in our school in Jerusalem, but he went down under the old city and baptized that guy in Hezekiah's tunnel, which was a secret way to get into Jerusalem. Praise God. So the Lord provides all kinds of ways for, and then the icing on the cake. You know, you have a nice cake, you want a good icing on it. My husband made a table in Tel Aviv, and it's a large table, and we serve food on it, and it's always up, it's always there. But if you turn that table upside down, it has a box inside it, and inside that box, we put a swimming pool liner, we fill it with water, and we baptize people in the name of Jesus. Many, many people have been baptized in that table that becomes a baptismal. God is good. He's coming very, very soon. And we have to be about His business. And you know what? We don't want anybody to be lost. Do you know people right now that need to know about the Lord? Well, God will use you if you just ask Him, Lord, just lead me to people that want to know about You. I'm amazed sometimes how the Lord will do that. And also, the things that come out of my mouth, that scriptures that I didn't even realize I had memorized, but when I'm talking to someone and they need to hear that word, it just flows because He said, Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. And when we put that word in there, it will come out when it's needed. Oh, I'm so thankful for the Word of God. We stand on that Word of God in the nation of Israel and in the area of Palestine. We also baptized people, you know, from that other religion that do not believe in Jesus. They've been baptized in Jesus' name in a water tank in Bethlehem. Secretly, we're so thankful for what God is doing. We've been published against. Our church in Bethlehem has been published against. We've came into the border one time after our daughter's wedding. And it was 3 a.m. and we were taken to the back room and told, you cannot stay in Israel. You've been here too long. And we'd already heard of so many Christian workers who had been sent out of Israel because they'd been there too long and they didn't really want them there. And we really didn't have status. And so we didn't know what to do. And I remember the lady getting ready to send us. And what they would do is put me in a ladies' lockup and my husband in a lockup with men. And we would have to stay there till we happened to have Delta tickets, till Delta flights opened up with an empty seat for each of us to get on and we would have to pay the difference to change our ticket and go right straight back to America. And we had an apartment. We told the lady, we have an apartment in Jerusalem. We have to go. And she just, well, I can't. You've been here too long. And she said to us, we know everything you've done. We know why you're here. We know what you're doing. We know when you've come and when you've gone. We have it all down. And we thought, uh-oh, this is it. But I was praying softly, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. That woman looked at us. She looked us right in the eye and said, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm going to let you stay for a month. Isn't the Lord good? We didn't have to go to lockup. Oh, thank God. Now that, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but what I do know is he's faithful. And whatever happens, people say, well, why aren't you retired yet? At your age, you could retire. Sure, we could. But there's a cause. When David, he was not equipped to face a giant on that day. He was young. The armor didn't even fit him. He didn't know what to do with the armor. But he said, is there not a cause? Someone has to stand up and to do what needs to be done. And so we're still available to do what God wants us to do. Do we have your prayers as we return to Israel to work for God? The Lord is so good. He's blessed us in so many ways, and we give him thanks.
Amen, amen. I was just thinking, y'all want to learn some Hebrew? Okay, there's a Hebrew sentence. I'll translate these words for you. The word for the, English T-H-E, is H-A, ha. Ha. Okay, the word for adore is lael. Lael. Now, in these Eastern languages, you have a lot of little nuances that you add one letter to them and changes all the meaning. So if you put an L in front of Lael, that means it's deified. And then if you put an U sound, it's masculine, or E sound, it's feminine. And so as we have the adore or adorn, adornment, adorning, it's all the same. There's no past tense or whatever there. And then you have Jah in English, but in Masoretic Hebrew it's Yod Heh, Y-H. And it's Yah. Okay, can we say that sentence? Ha lelu Yah. So when you say hallelujah, you're actually uttering a Hebrew praise that all the adoration is to Yod Heh Vav Heh, to the God of creation, which was and is to come. That's the way that translates out. Now, another little unique thing, especially in our electronic world. You know, most everybody is electronic, and you say, I'm too old. Well, if you're alive, you're electronic. Because I can prove that chemically. It's the magnetism that surrounds the salt particles in your blood that generate the electricity to run your human machinery. So, it just, obviously we're talking about, your toys, Just on another little quick note, while we got one of these things, what would Paul have done with one of these and a credit card? And on boats that were sinking, contrary mules, and snakes that didn't like him, He converted a third of the world single-handedly. So sometimes when you think you're just really not doing nothing, energize the magnetism of your blood. Get a new grip on life and roll on. Roll on. Hallelujah. But in our point and click mentality of today, almost anything you want can be solved by Google. As a matter of fact, I joke with Sister McFarland, we travel around the country, and I refer to from time to time as, well, we were in Google Church tonight. Thank you, young man. Pop that lid off, will you? Your hands are much stronger than mine. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Everybody was singing off of iPads. The preacher was preaching off iPads, and I'm not against iPads. Good stuff. I got one or two or three. Got them on sale. If you need one, let me know. But the point still is, there is nothing that will replace a one-on-one, face-to-face relationship with Jesus Christ. Because when you get into that arena, you lose your electronics and you go into, and I can prove this another way, but you get into an anointing arena. And there you get into things that she already spoken about, Sister McFarland, about saying things you didn't know were in there. Because you say, how could that happen? Well, it's very easy. God wrote the whole Bible. As the Bible says, it was as holy men wrote it as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost, which is God. And so when you get in the anointing, you get into the arena of the written word, and the author becomes one with you, and it begins to flow out of you faster than you can point and click. Are you ever faster than your computer? Did you ever sit and wait on something to download? Well, when you get in anointing, it is instantaneous. Let me just give you a little quick overview of the power of how great our God really is. You see, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Now, Moses wrote this. And he's telling us 13.5 billion years downstream about what happened as a third-party narrator. Okay? Now, 1 and 2 in English says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the earth, the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And then it goes into 3 and says, and God said, let there be light. Now, I've written this in one of the books, part of this, but I don't know where all we're going yet. I don't know if the book will stay with us. But the point is, when you understand what this is saying, Masoretic Hebrew only has 4,500 words, the whole Hebrew language. And so if you are taking a 4,500 word language and trying to describe subatomic molecular structure, there's a problem. English has 1 million words. Did you ever run into a situation where you just couldn't say what you wanted to say? And yet you're speaking a language with 1 million words? Now, let me give you this. The Bible says that every star in the heavens has a name. And God does not Google the galaxies. He knows every one of them by name. Now, let that sink in a little bit. There are a billion galaxies of a billion stars each. What kind of language does he speak? And that's just the names of them. Talk about his grammar and semantics. And yet, let's back up again. The earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, is a Hebraic ancient way of saying nothing moved. Now, today we know that is a thing called absolute zero. It's about 462 degrees below zero, and that is where the atomic structure orbiting spheres cease to orbit. They get so cold that they turn into solid, non-moving solid. And so, you know, this is the beauty of God. Wherever he was standing, if he had feet, we don't know. Spirit has not flesh and bone, as you see me have. And if he spoke Hebrew, he would have used the word or. Probably in English you'd write that O-R-R and roll it. And so science, I love this part. Science says an unknown force. Why don't you come ask me about this unknown force, guys? Directed a force at a hydrogen gas tower, collapsed it in half. It fell on itself. The H1 atomic element of hydrogen collapsing on itself, compressed with such force that it scrambled the orbiting structure and vaporized them. When they cooled, four of those electrons jumped on one nucleus and made helium out of hydrogen. But the three hydrogen nucleus that did not have an orbiting electron anymore burned up to the tune of from 462 degrees below zero to 10 trillion degrees above zero in 1/1,000,000,000th of a second. That's verse 3. Now, I'm glad science is at least admitting this stuff. They still will not say God. And it's not only them. I took an archaeology course in Hebrew University, and there'd never been a PhD in that course, in the history of the course. And so this young man was rattling off his Greek, and he was quoting scripture left and right. And I'd say, Danny, you didn't quote that scripture right. He said, you don't even have a Bible. I said, I don't need one. I'll quote the scripture you quote, the one above it, the one you quoted incorrectly, and the one below it. So just get that straight. And he looked it up, and sure enough, the words he was using was not in there. What do you know? But the point is, as we looked at these ruins, I begin to realize, he says, okay, look at this building. This is at where the Jesus, cast the demons into the pigs And the pigs, when the devil got in them, decided to try to get baptized and headed for the river, actually the lake, and they all drowned. Well, they built a church there. And we know it's a Roman church because we still have some of the Roman arches, you know. And it's not Mameluke, and it's not later, because you can tell by the rest of the structure. You study this stuff, you know it. Well, it's Roman. And he says, now we don't know if this is a first century church or a third century church. And I leaned around the corner and said, Danny, it's a third century. He said, and how do you know that? I said, you see this infant baptismal carved into the side of the wall? There ain't no first century church had one of them. How do you know that? I said, Ignatius admitted to baptizing the first infant in 185, and he was up in Turkey. So it took it longer than that to get down here into the Jordan Valley. This is not a first century church with this thing in it. We had a lot of good discussions. I loved it. And just about that time, as we were talking, he said, well, what are you going to write your paper on? I said, you know what? I think I'm going to write a paper on how theology, baptism, affects archaeology. You can date archaeology with the proper theology. Oh, no, no, you can't do that. I said, why? He said, we can't mix theology and archaeology. I said, we're out here looking at churches all over the whole country, and we can't talk about theology. What is going on here? And the head of the division is standing there. I said, you know what? I don't need you, and I don't need your degree, and I don't need this hassle. I'll just write it in a book and sell the book. He says, I can't give you credit for this class. And finally, the superintendent of the class said, I tell you what, let's just leave it incomplete. So I got a whole archaeology degree in Hebrew University, incomplete. Because I just believe what the Bible says. And if, you know, I need to hurry up here and get this wound up. We're back to Genesis 1 and 2, where light really started. Now, let's back up just a little bit more and look at the mechanism. Our God, who knows apparently every language in the universe, and the Hebrew teaches that this desk is a shulchan, and it has a language. This is wood. And you could, if you know the wood language, you can communicate with this. And trees. And diseases. Who can speak to a disease in the disease language? And your scripture says, every knee shall bow. Cancer, you're going to get down and you're going to, in your language, confess he is Jesus Christ and superior. So, you know, we played ignorant too many times because we don't know, I won't say we don't know Hebrew, but we don't know the idea that God can speak to anything, anywhere, anytime, about anything. And the proof is in Genesis 1 and 2. We were at absolute zero, and one utterance from this God in the right frequency, in the right language, at the right point, in the right space, triggered an entire complete universe from chaos into perfect balance that's been going on 13 and a half billion years and does not look like it's going to quit anytime soon. And that same God is in this room. And I think he stopped by from his galaxy spitting building things to walk in here and lay an open slate before each one of us and say, ask what you will, and I will do it. Hallelujah. Feel the Holy Ghost in this room right now. I don't know what the needs are in here. I don't know what the situation is in here. It doesn't matter. I just come to tell you God can fix it. He is here. He has come a long ways to get here. He's been working on this room, this night, 13 and a half billion years just to say, what do you want? Father, in your name, Jesus, there is an awesome divine presence of your Spirit in this room right now. And you are here for a specific chosen moment. And you step up to each person in this room. And face to face, you ask them, what do you want of me, the creator of the universe? Ask what you will. Hallelujah. Jesus. Something's happening in this room right now. Something is going on in this room right now. Somebody's being healed. Somebody's getting answers that you've had for years. You're getting answers right now. This dynamic of the Spirit is speaking into your spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Let's stand together. How about let's let the Holy Ghost do something in this room right now? Whatever you feel in your spirit, it's proper right now. You want to pray? This altar's open. You want to lay hands on somebody? Go over and do it right now. This is an open altar. The God of the universe has entered this room for the sole purpose to satisfy a relationship between you and him, one-on-one. It's in this room right now. Jesus. Come on, let the Holy Ghost do something in your heart right now. Yes. Come on, let the Holy Ghost move. Let the Holy Ghost move. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
By your presence,
when I consider the heavens,
Lord,
the sun, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou visitest him.
Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for.
Which was, which is to come, is here.
By your presence, Lord.
The same God that spoke it all into existence can speak to your situation.
Your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We stand in awe of you, God.
Let us become.
We stand in awe of you, Jesus.
Of your presence, let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Fill the atmosphere. Your
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother and Sister McFarland. Thank you, Brother McFarland, for reminding us yet again how great our God is. Even now, Geneva, Switzerland, CERN laboratories, they are trying to find the fundamental building block of all matter. Where did it all begin? Millions upon millions of dollars are spent trying to figure out Genesis 1. We're still searching, or shall I say, society is still searching for the beginning. All I know is in the beginning, God said. Hallelujah. That same Spirit which moved upon the face of the waters, that same Spirit came in like a rushing mighty wind on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, why don't we applaud the Lord? He's worthy of praise.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Beyond my wildest imagination, He goes further. Greater than I could ever think or I could ever contemplate, He's further. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, why don't we lift our hands one more time in a resounding applause, resounding praise. Why don't we, with our own individual instrument, our voice unique to us that He gave us, why don't we lift our voice and praise Him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please take opportunity to go and look at the different things. If you enjoyed some of what you heard, obviously, Brother McFarland on a very intellectual level, explanation about certain things. And why don't you go back there, make sure you spend some money at the table. If you would like to support some of their projects, take them on as a partner. You're welcome to do so. Those things are available back there for you. Why don't you take the time to do so? God bless you for being here in the house of the Lord. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.